Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here with Doug Hacker, Vice President of Business Development for AI Squared. And AI Squared, known forever as the Zoom Text people, but now have something new coming out here at ATIA here in Orlando, an iPhone app. Doug, welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thanks for having me.
So you have an iPhone in there in front of you. Why don't we start to talk a little bit and tell us a little bit about Zoom Reader?
Okay, Zoom Reader is an application built from the ground up for people who are visually impaired or perhaps blind, and we'll see as the use cases go forward. What it allows you to do is take a picture of text. It converts that text converts the image of the text to actual text with OCR technology, and then reads the text back to you using a natural sounding voice. That's the simple straight through version. It's got a number of features layered on top of that, including color filtering, like you might see in a video magnifier, that allows you to show, for example, black letters on a yellow text or blue letters on a yellow background.
Right.
The application is also very friendly to people who are visually impaired by allowing you to speak to it, so you can control the application with your voice.
Okay.
It's also very voiceover friendly. As you know, voiceover is the built-in accessibility portion of the iPhone. The buttons and controls in the application are all voiceover friendly and actually announce themselves in a way that makes sense, as opposed to just saying button or something like that. So that's the basic application. Is pretty straightforward. That said, it was a ground up development. We spent a lot of time and effort on it, and at this point it's probably what I would call a mid beta application,
right?
Although we expect maybe two or three weeks to hit the market.
Sure. So you might be able to show us a little bit of what's going on, with the caveat that it's still a work in development. And
sure. What I'm going to do, rather than, since we're sitting in a conference room here, rather than take a live picture and convert it to text, I'm going to pull a picture out of the camera roll that I've taken in the past. So I click the button that says camera roll, and I'm going to click a picture.
Image ready.
And as you heard, it announces image ready. So also, the program, as it's running,
You don't have voiceover on right now?
The voiceover is not on right now.
Can you turn it on?
I can. Let's go through it once this way without voiceover on.
Sure.
So it speaks image ready to me to tell me that it's ready
Using
to go.
Using its own voice, too,
yes,
the voiceover voice.
Exactly. So we're telling an integrated speech synthesizer to say things as the program progresses. So now I'm going to click a button that says read. And it gives me a buzz, which you didn't hear, but
text ready.
So now it's extracted the text from the image and is ready to read it to me. This screen has a few things on it. One is a settings option that allows me to control the font size that's being displayed. It'll also allow me to pick a highlight color. So much like Zoom Text does with Doc Reader, we're actually going to highlight the text to the user as we read it.
Okay.
The controls aren't as granular as we can do on the PC platform, so we're doing a sentence at a time as opposed to a word at a time, but it's very helpful. And I'm going to pick, in this case, a large font with yellow highlight, and then I'm going to click a read button.
AI Squared is here to help for over 20 years. We've been helping people use their computers with greater comfort and ease. We offer a range of screen magnification and screen reading software products to fit anyone's need. Whether you are visually impaired or squint at your computer screen and lean in to read the fine print, we have a solution for you. For Dan 8.0.
So it's very clear. I believe that's Nuance.
Yeah, that's a Nuance voice. It's the same voice that ships on the PC platform.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, it's the latest version of Nuance's. It's called Vocalizer, which is the upgrade from RealSpeak, actually.
Sure.
And we can change speech rate there, make it faster, slower, things like that as well.
It comes with both the male and the female? Or?
It comes with one voice in the box, with the original download,
the
one voice.
Box. Yeah.
But you can purchase additional voices as well if you'd like to.
Okay, for in-app purchase, basically.
Yep, in multiple languages as well. The OCR supports, I believe, I don't have these numbers right in front of me, but about 20 character sets.
Mm-hmm.
And we have right now about six different voices to purchase, and we'll expand those in the future.
Right. Low vision being your primary market with ZoomText, so obviously this program seems like it's also tailored a little more towards low vision than, say, maybe like a KNFB reader, which is more a totally blind product. Or
I think that's fair. I don't think it necessarily ends up there.
Okay.
I know that KNFB has some positioning information that they give feedback to the user about where the document is in the positioning screen. We could certainly add that.
Okay.
First version, no, it's more probably tailored to a low vision user.
Right. You're not against making it work well for the totally blind.
Absolutely not.
Right.
It's just, you know, what we want to do, we'd like to get the app on the marketplace and get some feedback from a larger range of users before we decide what the next steps are.
Sure.
So I think there's certainly an excellent opportunity to do that, but we just want to go step at a time.
Sure. There's a share button or a way to share documents?
Yep, after we extract the text, I can share the things. I can email, I can copy the text of the clipboard that we've extracted. I can also automatically email the text, or I can email the picture to someone.
Right. The copying the clipboard especially is interesting because while you might not be able to navigate by character or word in the app itself, you could at least send it to a program where you could.
Exactly. If that was something that you wanted to do. And we could build that into eventually into the application. We could do, you know, we've considered doing swipe gestures to allow people to do navigation within the document itself. Mm-hmm. Like I said, for us it's sort of a balance of feature heavy versus time to market. So we wanted to do time to market first and get it shipping.
Sure. This also has some video magnification features, correct, outside of the OCR? Or?
Mm-hmm. We do. As I mentioned, there are some dedicated video magnifiers on the marketplace, usually selling between $300 to $500, that do some fairly simplistic color filtering, like, you know, they can say, rather than true colors, I want the document that I'm looking at to be black characters on a white background or white characters on a black background. We do some of that as well in the front end of the camera application.
And for Zoom Reader, any other anticipated features in the near future, other things you're looking to add? Or?
Well, like I said, positioning information, like where is this document you're trying to take a picture of inside the application. There are some interesting, you know, it's interesting in that a lot of these technologies have been here on the iPhone for a while. We've always been able to do OCR. There's been speech synthesis. What we did, obviously, was build this application from the ground up to integrate all those things together. There are some ways to go with what we do with OCR that we're considering.
Right.
You know, there are some other outputs that you could think of, you know, possibly saving the voice output as an MP3 file. Yeah, we played with that. I'm not sure the value of that feature versus the time it takes us to develop it. So some of it we're waiting for it to get into the marketplace, and we get feedback from users and say, what if it did this? What if it did that?
Right. And some features like that, if you could already export to the clipboard and there's already an app that does a good job at something like that, maybe just let it take care of it. And
exactly. So for us, some of it is, you know, we wanted to build the base application, be able to build off of, understand the marketplace, understand who the potential customers are, because this isn't the only application we're thinking about. We're thinking about lots of other mobile applications in the future. So this is a kind of a high-profile, interesting application to get people interested in what we're doing so that we can start building this new kind of segment of our business.
Sure. And in probably a lot of ways, you can just use this app as to let people know about your company and about ZoomText and the other products that you do.
Exactly. You know, it goes both ways. We're not building in explicit advertising for our other products or anything like that. We're keeping things very, you know, clean because that's our philosophy.
Sure.
But, you know, the development effort to build this application was pretty high. Mm-hmm. And without a clear understanding of what the potential user base is, we know that a large percentage of our customers via surveys and things like that are moving to iPhones, iPads specifically because of what Apple's done with VoiceOver and things like that. So it's, you know, in the AT world, we've heard a lot of talk over the last year about people thinking, oh, we should be in this space.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted to do it without thinking, you know, without overanalyzing the benefits, you know, for us. We wanted to have something successful out there.
Can you turn VoiceOver on
Absolutely.
For a second?
Just
to make sure we hear a little bit how it sounds. Obviously, it's still a work in progress.
Yeah, I think the VoiceOver stuff is pretty good. What is interesting is making sure that VoiceOver doesn't step on top of
right
what we're doing in the application
voice
itself.
Settings, VoiceOver.
Okay, so I've got VoiceOver on now.
Double tap Zoom Reader. Double tap to open.
Zoom Reader's opening.
Mm-hmm. Zoom Reader button.
So
speech
for
control off. Double tap to change.
So as you heard when it started, it said mm-hmm. Zoom Reader speech control off.
Mm-hmm.
Double tap to change. So that's the first button that comes up. So it's giving you more explicit instructions about
yep.
what it is you need
sure.
to do. So if I do that,
button speech control off. Double tap to change.
Okay, so I changed that. So now I've got speech control on.
Okay.
Button. Speech control on.
Now it's on.
Change.
There we go.
Okay, so now it's on. So I can do things like now that speech control is on, I can say zoom in, and it's responding to speech, and it will zoom in. I can zoom out. I can hear some more voiceover
okay,
stuff.
Okay, speech control is not referring to the
right.
synthesizer. It's referring to voice.
It's voice control. You're right, not the synthesizer.
Okay.
So we've got a lot of things going on here. We've got full voiceover support.
Mm-hmm.
We've got speech control, which is me telling the application what to do with my voice,
mm-hmm.
voice control, which we have to build ourselves. Apple doesn't actually open an API to make that happen yet. There's rumors
right.
that they'll do that soon. But let's keep going through some of the controls here.
Button. Choose photo from library. Double tap to select. Button. Capture photo. Double tap to capture.
So you have the option either taking a picture.
And flash controls. Double tap to change.
You can change flash settings?
You can change flash settings. So if I go into the flash settings, I can do...
Selected. Button flash auto. Button.
So this says...
Tap green to close flash selector.
So this says, this is allowing me to say, I want the flash to be on the automatic settings that the camera would normally pick.
Right.
I can do this one.
Button flash on. Button. Tap green to flash selector.
Flash on
flash
means
on.
I'm going to have it flash all the time, no
matter what
the camera thinks.
Button light on. Button. Tap green to...
So that's the light on. That's going to turn the light on all the time if you want to do that as opposed to the flash
mm-hmm.
in order to see the picture better. And it's saying also double tap the screen to get out of the selector.
Button.
So we try very hard
Button.
To make
Button.
It say
Button.
What it needs to say.
Sure.
Button. Color filters. Double tap to select.
So, you know, there's the quick. That's the color filter one. It says double tap to select.
Sure.
The color filter. So when I do that.
A. Button. Yellow letters on blue background. Tap screen to close color filter selector.
So it's very verbose from the voiceover standpoint. It
sure.
tells you exactly what it is that's going on. We didn't want it to, you know, since we're an AT company, we don't want it just to inherit voiceover because the natural thing voiceover would say in that case is the button has a picture of an A on it.
Mm-hmm.
So voiceover's natural thing would be to say button A.
Right.
Right. So we've
you
made sure
to
that
put your own tags on
right,
it.
Right. We made sure that we paid attention to all those things throughout
sure.
the application.
Sure. As far as the actual OCR, is it being done on the phone or is it done in the cloud?
It's done on the phone. You know, that was a decision. That's another place we could go later on is allow the user to pick where the OCR happens.
Sure.
We, you know, the best cloud, doing it in the cloud probably gives you a lot more processing power eventually
mm-hmm.
and perhaps better results to be seen. But, you know, the use case for the application is often somebody's in a restaurant or at a place where, you know, maybe there's no connectivity.
Sure.
So we certainly wanted it to work that way first. And that's the first thing out of the box. We're using the OCR technology from Abby,
mm-hmm.
ABBYY.
Oh, yeah.
Been in the industry for 20 years, you know, state-of-the-art stuff. You know, it adds cost to the application to be able to license that technology. But we wanted to do it right. We compared that technology with some open source engines that
mm-hmm.
are available. The Abby stuff is approximately, you know, 5 times faster on complex documents. And the accuracy, you know, I can't give that a number, but it's obviously much better.
They're the ones that make FineReader.
Yep,
and
absolutely.
Very popular OCR products.
Right, stuff that's been
computers.
On the market for years,
mm-hmm.
so they know what they're doing. There are some open source packages that we tested, and we just weren't happy with the results. So there are, like I said, there are some other OCR apps available on the iPhone, almost all using open source.
Right, you take a program like Satech, that
yeah.
is probably what they're doing, is some sort of open source solution. Is there going to be a trial available?
It's hard to do trials
mm-hmm.
of this application. It's hard to do iPhone trials, you
yeah.
know, one way or the other. What we think we've built is we've built a couple demo videos
okay.
that go through the feature set very well. Screenshots. We're trying to make it as transparent about what it does as possible.
Mm-hmm.
We thought about, you know, what a lot of applications on the iPhone do is they offer something that looks like a light version,
mm-hmm.
and then you can upgrade or pay money for the real version. For us, this is kind of a front-to-back application. You know, everything needs to work.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, let's chop this down and really give someone something that looks like a trial experience.
Right. So the only thing I can maybe think of is like if you had to let it do so many pictures and then it would cut out.
That's possible. We may get there.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, what we were interested in is kind of time to market and getting this out there. And then once that's done, let's go back and say, is there ways to change the experience? You know, we've relied on kind of our own, you know, our own employees who are visually impaired, our own design sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I've been an iPhone owner for, way too long.
Yeah.
So to think about how this application should work for people. But, you know, we're totally open to feedback and seeing what comes back.
Sure. The iPhone obviously being the predominant, one of the predominant mobile phone technologies for the blind, at least as of late. Any thoughts of moving to Android or other platforms in the future?
All our developers want us to move to the Android.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be great. The difficulty there is that, you know, Apple has built this incredible ecosystem that allows mm-hmm. developers to actually build applications and maybe return some money to them on their work.
Right.
I think the ecosystem on the Android side is not really comparable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a marketplace in which a lot of people aren't willing to pay for things.
Right.
Which is perfectly fine. You know, it's a different way to do things. But for us, you know, we've made a pretty serious monetary investment here, and while, you know, we don't expect this to be a huge profit maker for AI Squared, we think this is the starting point for us.
Sure.
We need to have some return on investment there.
And that's a different programming language.
Everything's different.
It wouldn't be just a quick port it over and be done within 2 seconds.
Not even close.
Yeah.
There's, you know, the whole development would have to be redone. Obviously, we hope the user interface and the process flow would be the same. But from a standpoint of development, you'd essentially have to do the whole thing over.
So I guess some of that would probably depend on how well the iPhone app does, and maybe even in the mainstream community, if there's a market that picks up on this app that's, you know, totally sighted, maybe they just want to convert text and have a good OCR program.
Right, and that's what we're certainly hoping for. We're pricing it at $19.99,
mm-hmm.
you know, so we think that gives us an opportunity to say this is a general purpose application. One of the things that we're trying to address is, you know, the proliferation of great technology in the AT industry, but with single-use devices that are generally expensive. You know, there are some devices out there that do similar things and sometimes more, but the price of some of those devices is more than $1,000.
Sure.
You know, so we see a lot of our user base moving to this platform, and having already made the investment, what value can we give them
mm-hmm.
for a price that's affordable and makes sense?
Sure. On a completely different note, there was a very drop-in-the-hat rumor mentioned at ATI Chicago about a consideration of a Zoom Text for Mac.
Ah.
Are you thinking about it, or is there...
there's no official company stand on that, other than I can say this. We would love to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We've spent a lot of time thinking that it would be a good idea, but not really getting there. Right now, we're trying to have some technical conversations with some folks at Apple to say, if we wanted to do it, can we? Because some of the things we do on the Windows side to pull off, you know, the complexity of Zoom Text, we're not sure if, one, we can get to the same information on the Mac side,
mm-hmm.
and two, if we did, they'd be happy about that.
Sure.
So we're engaging in conversations with some folks at Apple to try to get those questions answered.
Can you get low level enough into the operating system to get all the information that you need?
Exactly. And if we did, you know, I think the general feeling is that if we did, would Apple be happy about that if they didn't sanction it?
Sure.
So the story we get is you don't really want to do that with Apple. They're you know, when they provide information, that's what they want you to use.
Well, and also some would say, you know, what's the point? Why would you create a magnifier for the Mac?
I think that question is fairly easy answered by mm-hmm. anybody who has to use it. It's great that Apple included a magnifier, much like on the PC side.
Right.
But for someone who has an actual visual impairment and needs some of the professional level stuff we do, it's just not good.
It hasn't come nearly as far as VoiceOver, and even some would argue that a VoiceOver doesn't go as far as the screen readers for Windows. So,
Which is probably true. I think for built-in technology, VoiceOver is pretty amazing that they're doing that. So what we do, we would have a different product on the Mac side than we would on the PC side, because we'd want to leverage VoiceOver as much as possible and say, you know, do we need to recreate some of the stuff we did on the Windows side now that there's this really capable?
You might not need to build into your own speech and just let VoiceOver do its work.
And, you know, Apple has indicated to us that they plan on, you know, enhancing VoiceOver perpetually. That's a product they really stand behind, and they're going to keep moving forward with that. On the magnification side, you know, not so clear. So that's another thing. Is there a competitive thing where we put a bunch of effort in, and then Apple steps up and says, you know what, we're going to do all this. So we need to be careful about
And I see what you say, definitely being careful, especially now with the Mac App Store. And, of course, you'd want to be listed in that, and you'd want to make sure that.
Now, all that said, they've been, every conversation we've had with them has been very supportive, very informative. You know, they've been very engaged. We're just not at the point where we know exactly how all the pieces fit together.
Sure. I believe somebody on Twitter said that I needed to ask you about a Zoom Text 10, but there's always a next version. What's the immediate plans for Zoom Text that you can actually tell me about?
Zoom Text 10, obviously in development. It's been in development for a while. One of the thing we're looking at is generally this, you know, the Windows platform is moving in some very interesting and different places in the next couple of years. And we want to be ready for that now. When that happens, we want to the next version of Zoom Text that comes out, we want to make sure we don't have to re-architect it to support that stuff, which means it takes us longer to get to market because some of that stuff is still, you know, in its own sort of development phase. We're also thinking of Zoom Text 10 as a user-focused release, which is like it's a fairly mature product in a mature industry. So now we're thinking, let's step back a little bit and say, how are people using this product? What are we giving to them? Let's make sure that we make the product as usable as possible and help people do the tasks they need to do rather than spend time saying, you know, what's the next feature? What's the next thing we can add? You know, make sure that the product is actually performing and giving people the kind of functionality they need.
Sure. I'd ask the release date question, but I think I already know what you're going to give me as an answer.
Yeah, that's the one I'm going to give.
So. Yeah, exactly. If people want to get more information about AI Squared, what's the best way to do that?
Obviously, the website, AISquared.com. The mobile applications will be at mobile.AISquared.com.
Yeah, we noticed that.
Somebody noticed that. We weren't trying to hide it. You know, this is not, this isn't, you know, it's interesting that, you know, a product launch will be a big thing. We'll make noise when the product launches, but you know, we feel like we're out in front of this, and it's not like there are a bunch of other people doing the same thing, so we're not trying to be, you know, kind of underground about the whole thing.
Sure.
On the AI Squared website, too, to learn more about stuff, we've been kind of enhancing the stuff we're doing from the marketing side. There are a bunch new tips and tricks videos, training videos. We conduct 2 webinars a week for new Zoom Text users, so we're doing a whole lot to educate people who are already Zoom Text users or need to know more about it. So we're trying to put a lot more effort while the next product, you know, is in development to making sure we educate people as much as possible about what's out there right now.
Sure. When do you have a phone number?
802-362-3612. That's our Vermont number. The 800 number is on the website. It's not coming to me right now.
Sure. Well, go to AISquared.com and you can look it up. Doug, thank you so much for showing us a little bit about this new app and for talking to us about AI Squared.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate it.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.